You know, obviously the Hmong community is disappointed that the general was not given that opportunity to be buried in Arlington. We believe that the sacrifice is merit in terms of the criteria that is set within the parameters of the Arlington. I think he's met every one. So, you know, whether through exceptions, which many presidents have done, or permission, we think his service stands out and should be part of those in Arlington.
He led some covert guerrilla army activity that literally saved the lives of hundreds of Americans during the Vietnam War.
He did, but, you know, those are the lives that he saved, but, you know, that doesn't include the lives that were not, you know, American soldiers that were not deployed because of the Hmong guerrilla that fought, you know, on the Ho Chi Minh and did those rescue efforts. So the United States and other countries that were engaged in that war didn't have to deploy soldiers because the Hmong community took their place. So, you know, not just the lives that stayed during the battle, but lives that were not deployed. And, you know, in this case, the President of the United States has made many exceptions in terms of who to be buried. There are 64 foreign-born people that are buried in Arlington. They include Chinese, I think Filipinos, African-Americans from the nation of Africa, and some other countries. So it's not as though the precedent hasn't been set. But I think in base of the criteria from the general and to those exceptions that were made, I think he clearly meets those.
Will there be the possibility that he may be reinterred in Arlington if, in fact, there is a change?
That's a tough call because, you know, our culture, once you are buried, it's a taboo to re-dig the grave and move it. So the only way that I can see that happening is that if there is some faith and some hope that there would be a reconsideration, then the body would not necessarily be buried, but put in a secure place to keep it until the decision is made. But it would be very difficult if the body had reached its final resting place and it's put into the ground. Then culturally, you know, removing the body is a serious cultural taboo in our community.